Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
If you did forget something, I'm sure it'll come up. Maybe somebody will call in and bring it up.
Yep.
Wow. Now, that's a lot to do, though.
Oh, that's a whole lot to do.
Yeah.
Oh, and that is the fact that no one could make a phone call yesterday evening on all networks.
Yep, all of them shut down.
Like three to,
like that, 2 to 6, something like that, just no phone calls. You can get texts. So all teenagers is happy. But you could not make a phone call. That was very interesting. And, I mean, you couldn't call Skype. You couldn't call Google Hangout. Your Google number wasn't working. No phone calls was happening. I thought that was very peculiar.
Yeah, that is. I'm wondering.
Yeah, Tom, I'm guessing. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I'm going to guess that something was mysteriously happening. I'm guessing something was mysteriously happening. We don't know what happened yesterday for them hours, but, yeah, nobody can make a phone call anywhere.
So what is your theory, about why?
Well, we talk about simulations and whatnot and putting people in situations and seeing how they would react. You look at, well, we've been on lockdown. You've seen how people react as they loosen the rules or when you get a certain time limit that happens and people just like, nah, we're gonna go crazy. You have the curfew, martial law that was in effect. And so what happens when you take people's ability to make phone calls away? So, I mean, technically you could do whatever you wanted and nobody can make a call, 911, nothing. So, I'm of the opinion, I kind of agree with bringing it, boy, that it was a practice. You put stuff out there, and you just see how people react. It seemed like it was just another step. Because remember earlier in the year, last year, we did power outages. How do people react having no power? Remember we had them rolling power outages where you didn't have electricity for a couple days? Not because anything was happening. People didn't question that at the time. But in lieu of what's happening now, go back and revisit that. Power was out for 2 days.
They said if they have to, they'll go back. They'll do it. They're talking about doing it again this summer. So,
I bet they are. Not to prevent fires, because there were no fires that was happening. It was like, you know what? We just gonna cut the power just because.
To be proactive for the fires.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. They were getting ahead of the situation. Yeah, they were getting ahead of the situation.
They weren't going to wait.
I guess us not having electricity would make it so that the fires wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had electricity for hundreds of years, and I don't ever remember, you know, people talking about, you know, turning off electricity to stop a fire.
Shouldn't
we do that as individually then too? Shouldn't that be done individually, or no?
I don't believe anything they say, so I'm just gonna roll with that.
I'm just asking.
That's my story.
I'm just wondering. I'm always wanting to know why.
Okay, but you know what? Guess what? You've got a person. What? I mean, well, you've got several people, right? So you got the Google Assistant, Google Sense, you have Cortana, you got Siri, you got Alexa. As a matter of fact, Siri can, they can secretly record your police interactions.
Yes, I was aware of that.
that's awesome. Now for me, thinking, well, so police pulled me over. I said, hey, Siri, the police are pulling me over. Not the Siri.
Well, who do you have? Don't you have somebody? You do have somebody.
No, I had nobody.
No. Well, you better call a friend. You better call a friend.
I need Siri to make the officers go away. If Siri's not gonna melt the guns and teleport those tasers off their arms, because I take my chance on the whole running deal, right? I feel like if they don't have guns and taser, I get away from most officers.
Yeah, you probably are in better shape than most.
Right, but that's why I say Siri got to help me with that. Siri, that's if we're gonna have this imaginary friend doing stuff, we need Siri to step up. Siri, Alexa, they gotta step up. We in the bizarre world simulation anyway, so. They might as well be able to protect us from the police. That's my gauntlet thrown out.
Yeah
it don't make sense.
I don't know if I would trust Siri. I think I would feel better calling a friend, or even calling the fire department before I would use Siri.
Siri is
not reliable.
Okay, but the black dude from the fire department got held gunpoint by the police. So that, I don't know if that one's going to work.
Maybe not.
Right. So you got to make sure you get the right fire people. Just saying.
I guess so.
But you know what? I got some good news. There's a new drug. Dexamethasone. So
what does it do?
Like, oh my God. Dexamethasone can not only help with the coronavirus, it's like it's out there. It's a steroid, right? But you know, when I saw it was a steroid, and I'm like, oh, man, it'll help with the coronavirus, but it'll also help you with big ball syndrome.
With what?
Big ball syndrome.
What is that?
Oh, okay. So what people don't, when men get older, you've heard the term, you know, not a man till your balls drop, right?
Yeah.
So, as we know, old men, their balls drop really, really far. Right? And they grow
lower than they would. Okay.
Right. So, I'm looking at dexamethasone can help with that, because we know that steroids can help your balls shrink, right? So, for those older gentlemen, who you see him in the pants, and it's like you got that big lump, right? And we know they're not packing. That's their balls.
I don't look that close, so I don't know.
I'm just saying.
It's
one of those things. Most folks know. It's like you see that old man, older gentleman, in tighter pants, and they got that lump. It's like, oh, come on, man. You could have wore some loose pants, but they don't want to do it. And that's just, and so that's what could happen. Now, I do have to say, they do have side effects. Increased appetite, irritability, difficulty sleeping, insomnia, swelling in your ankles and feet. You know, ankles, fluid retention, heartburn, muscle weakness, impaired wound healing, that's not troublesome, and increased blood sugar levels. So basically, you can get diabetes.
Okay.
But you won't get COVID. So you got to look at it like swollen ankles, heartburn, muscle weakness, and if you get cut, it's not going to heal for a long time.
So then what would be your choice?
My balls haven't gotten to that. To that state yet?
Okay, we're not saying they have. I'm saying, so if you have the choice, what are you going to choose?
If I had the choice, I'm just going to continue to blast everything that I know with bleach around the house and continue washing my hands because I've always done that. Just saying. Soap is my friend.
Okay.
Soap's always been. All right. On that note, we're going to go on break.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is Wax. New crap.
Let me explain. Wax is the nickname. Back with the spit
together you've got a smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Wax. You cracked. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, Feather Tales from the Apocalypse. Starting off, protests about police brutality. So, what's happened, Brown Sugar? Seems like the police done doubled down on the violence. Like, you know what? How dare you? How dare you? It's on a whole nother level.
Yeah, I was trying to, I'm not understanding it either. You would think they'd kind of be quiet or, you know, lay low a little bit. At least a good month.
I mean, it's like the past 2 weeks, it's like putting people's eyes out, pulling you out of cars, sleeping in representatives, state representatives' office, breaking into their office and sleeping and making popcorn and coffee and on camera.
By the way,
it's like, I mean, shooting and killing folks, shooting pregnant women. I mean, we're on a whole other level. But Nobody understands police brutality. It's like y'all tripping. Know what y'all thinking about?
I have no idea what they're thinking about. And I find it weird, though. Well, not weird so much, but it is interesting that nobody, there's not one officer that has come forward to, like, talk about, like, their views or their opinion.
One
captain came out. Well, that one captain, what was he, New Jersey, New York, somewhere back east?
You talking about the dude that kneeled? Yeah, because there was an officer that kneeled, right? And so they got on him so bad that he came out and wrote a letter saying, "I apologize. I don't know what I was thinking." Insanity, all that. He wrote a whole letter. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. So they must threaten him, his family, anybody that he ever breathed next to. I mean, it was like he came out with a letter, a hard letter, like, temporary insanity. I don't know why that I did that. It was a big mistake. It's crazy. And so you start thinking, that's why. Because if you say, I mean, the police, that's the biggest gang in the United States.
Yeah, it is.
And you start thinking about it. I agree. We have the military, right? But they're branched off different branches. The police, they're all together. Biggest gang in every city.
The police brotherhood. That's what they call themselves. So.
Yeah. Shoot first.
Ask questions later.
Yeah, I didn't say ask questions. I just said shoot first.
Yeah. Well, did they even ask questions later?
I said shoot first. I didn't add nothing else.
No, I did, and I'm just wondering now that I said it, do they even ask questions later?
No, I mean, you have situations like we saw Rashad Brooks where they asked him questions, then they killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I guess that's the kinder compassion. I'm gonna ask you questions before I kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we talked to you first. I mean, you know.
Right. I mean, all some stuff, but there was no crime. there's nothing. You just a dude that fell asleep in his car. It's like you could have escorted him to his house, like, hey, he's like my sister's house right over there. Okay, walk on over there then. That's it. You didn't have to die, but once again, those lives mean nothing. But apparently, all lives matter except for the people in those videos, who increasingly look the same. They're similar. There's some similarity. So all lives matter except for the people in the videos, in pictures. So, for example, Trump rolled out his executive order. But he didn't roll it out. He had the new coon entry, Ron Smith. And basically, now you talk about some reforms, incentives for reforms. Hey, you know what? If you stop shooting black folks, we might give you more money. It's really nothing that happens, right? And the Supreme Court, they doubled down by saying police immunity being taken away isn't even an option. So, meaning, if you take their immunity away from them, you can sue them in civil court, take their pension, whatnot. And that's a deterrent, because as it stands now, they know that they have immunity. So basically, I can do whatever I want, and the likelihood of me going to jail is slim. Really, really, like, ultra slim. And if you do go, it's going to be the lightest sentence that could be had.
Yeah, well, if you're not of color. If you're of color, you'll get 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that don't count. Doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
No,
doesn't
count.
No, okay.
Wasn't a real use. Right. He was just practicing as a police officer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, because if he was off duty, he'd get pulled over. Like what happened to one police chief. Pulled over by his own officers. It's kind of funny. Stop saying, eventually it's going to happen. Now, I saw an article where they were talking about reconciliation. I'm like, reconciliation? No, and it wasn't, I think Cuomo in New York was talking about reconciliation. I'm like, we were never together, weren't we? Because we're talking about protesting because innocent black folks don't want to be killed. See, for example, I'm not advocating violence, whatnot, but there was a young man who beat a woman because she wouldn't give his friend a ride home. Police don't beat him or shoot him or anything. He went back into his house and brought out a gun and, was smacking her around and all such stuff. Those dudes, they don't get shot. Not that I'm saying that I'm advocating for black men to get shot, but I'm saying that criminals, dudes that are really horrible, they're not getting killed. They're not getting roughed up, anything. But unarmed black folks who, I don't know.
Who just need to be sent home.
Right.
Or, maybe the drunk tank or,
right.
I don't know, the psychiatric ward. Who knows?
Right. whatever the case is. The point
yeah.
is, they're the ones in. So it's like we're not even talking about abuse no more. Like when Richard Pryor was talking about it, you talk about police pulling you over, humiliating you, then you go home and scream at your wife, beat your kids. It used to be the abuse. That was when me and my friends were coming up. You get pulled over by the cops. It's like, they gonna accuse you of some BS. Oh, they sell drugs in this area, or Burger King got robbed. You know, these are the things that you've heard. It's like, okay, man,
mm-hmm.
all right. Well, thank you for telling us that Burger King got robbed. That's what it was. But we didn't graduate
mm-hmm.
now. So, it used to be, don't be a militant. And you could be degraded, but you'll still live. Now it's all on the table. So, guy like me, black nerd, whatever, like comic basketball, I got to be wary for my life because I went outside. Not that I'm committing a crime or anything, that I went outside. You know, it's telling. I mean,
yeah.
we've gone over the white protesters who have guns and rocket launchers in the Capitol because they wanted to go
mm-hmm.
outside, even though they're outside.
And nothing happens to them.
I mean, because they're protesting because staying quarantined for their own good was oppression. See, that's the difference. We're protesting because if we go outside and if we get stopped by the police, we can get killed. Not because we did anything. It's because we went outside. Then, let's say we're sheltering in place and we don't go outside. You could still get killed, as Breonna Taylor found out. And they come
mm-hmm.
out, they pass the law, Brown Sugar. They pass the Breonna Taylor law, where those warrants can't be executed anymore. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't arrest the officers who killed her.
Nope. So they can keep that. They can keep the name. They can change it to something else. I would just be outraged if that was my child, and they named the law after her, but did not do anything about why she, you know, why she's deceased.
Right. So you name the law. Hey, and they come out. Yes, we passed the law. And no longer will those warrants be executed. Okay. So what about the dude that killed an innocent woman and shot
mm-hmm.
and injured and charged an innocent man for who was defending his woman who got shot 8 times?
Mm-hmm.
8 bullets. Because they're at the wrong house. Law passed.
Yeah.
But no consequences. So that's like an empty law.
Yeah. For the mom, for sure. I mean, I'm sure she's grateful that it'll never hopefully happen to anyone else, or at least not under those circumstances. But, I mean, I don't see where there's any... I mean, you probably never will have closure. She'll never have closure, but any even relief. You know, I can't even see any relief in that.
Yeah, relief.
I don't. She should not. There's no satisfaction in that.
Well, see, I would say, so relief is I can go outside and I'm not worried about being killed. So because we have the phenomenon where the police will kill you. Not because you did anything wrong, but because there ain't nothing else.
Yeah.
we're facing, because as we've seen, every scenario out there has ended in the death of an unarmed. I mean, you're not even shooting back. That's what we're talking about. I'm like, that's why I start off with the point where you have individuals who are criminals. They're not getting killed. And I'm not even talking about white criminals. Right? We're going to take that off the table, because we're supposed to not be talking about race. Even though we've seen countless videos of white combatants. I mean, like, I saw one video where the guy actually takes the gun from the police and shoots the police.
I've seen a video of similar, where the guy walks away from the police, he gets into his car, he gets out of his car to argue with the police, and he starts chasing them, the police runs away.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the dude beat the police with the stick. And these are all videos that happened during the apocalypse. So we can see that there is restraint in certain situations. That's why we say all lives matter, except for the ones in the videos of the people who all look similar.
Yeah.
That's how you find it. Because, I mean, we're on the all lives matter, too. Right? It's just... those select individuals, their lives didn't matter. Not that they took the nightstick and were beating the police. Not that they took the gun and shot the police, wrestled with the police. None of that. So it's like every time I see those videos, it's even more galling.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, so I can shoot you. I can do all kinds of violent acts if I belong to an All Lives Matter group. But if I'm in the group that is similar, you don't quite matter.
Yeah, it should.
And it's just, we're just talking about, can I go outside? Everybody was arguing about going outside. I'm like, all right, so can we go somewhere where we won't get shot? That's where we're at this point. Can we go somewhere without getting shot? Where our life is not on the line just for going outside? Because you're killing unarmed, non-criminals.
Yeah. Makes you kind of leery of stepping out of your front porch.
Right. So, we have a respite. If you stay inside, they won't execute the warrant unless they're at the wrong place. Now, they get the warrant and they go to the wrong place, they still can shoot you and kill you. So hopefully the GPS is working right for the police when they're executing these warrants. That's apparently checking the address and making sure it's the right place. That's too much. Yeah. All right. So, on that note, we probably should take another break. This is Thurs. Prayer. I'm just an ordinary man. 65, 9, how I stand.
young dude with an overzealous plan. Mr. Z, his daughter with some money in his hand. And probably put a nice ring on the missus. My goals are still rad from a distance. It's a canyon between me and the cliff. Trying to build a bridge just to get over it. To the green and grass not forming a pit. Of depression, the stress will make you sick. Along with the wolves trying to build good in your house. Broads and niggas for sure, and they all running now. Rather keep on thinking they're trying to call you out. And see you rock in the front of their homies, knock them out. Yeah, I did that. That's not what I'm all about. Trying to be better today. Death is so depressed. Everybody asking about you and I, plain and simple, they can see eye to eye. I'm sorry to the fans disappointed, but I've been walking the moon, moon, feeling anointed with precious cargo, so I gotta catch the train. Get into the market, but some niggas think the aim, but group business is like being married for kids. Sacrifice work method to live, the life you desire, deserve the privilege. Raise my heart like kids and I grew up. I pulled the sin from my friends on the blow up. Me, myself, and I, y'all woke up, and God shows us. I see through his eyes, I see with real lies. No romance to ever piggyback, ain't no free ride, sure. And it's more than a quarter of a dime, see? I was writing and reciting and lobbying. But the darkness, it was our party. Even had to compromise the sound. But me and CL still held it down. But ain't no hard feelings, we all grown men. We love the man, let the regrets soak in. And when you bring it out, hopefully we can be better today. So on my knees, I pray.
Is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I'm skeptical. I'm sorry. The Empire Strikes Back. That's kind of where we're at, right? If we're doing analogies of movies, it's like we had the Jedi did their thing. Now it's like, Y'all want protest. Y'all want to feel like y'all important. Now we got hurt. Take some time to be important. But, you know, I'll say this. The one thing about the apocalypse that it has inspired a lot of honesty.
Yeah.
It has inspired
it
a lot of honesty. So, for example, megachurch pastor Louis Giglio he came out, and people had a problem with him because he was like, slavery's a white blessing. So, and he said,
say that again.
Slavery is a white blessing.
Oh, okay. Well, he's honest, yeah. Yeah, that's honesty.
Here's what he said. He said that, hey, you know what? It was not just a poor choice of words. He said, and I quote, that, hey, no, white privilege is a white blessing, and that slavery, it's bad. Don't get me wrong, it was bad, but key word, black. It serves as a blessing, and help white people to be in the great position they're in today.
Yeah, I mean, so it was a white blessing and a black curse, I guess.
Just white blessing.
Hmm?
Just a white blessing.
Oh, okay.
Black curse.
I mean, he didn't say that, but I mean, if they were blessed, then what were we?
Cleaning up the yard.
Okay. Okay.
I
don't know. Just when people make statements like this, that I'm always like, what are you really saying? I mean, you're trying not to say something that, you know what I'm saying, that you're really meaning.
No.
I mean, you can't say that nicely. There's not a nice way to say that.
You can say it nicely.
Well, how was it? Was it meant to be said? I mean, what was he saying? Just that he was just making a statement, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, I think we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Tell us where you're calling from and what can we do you for?
Good evening. Hi, I'm calling from California.
Okay.
And my name is Suzette. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
I'm okay. A lot of confusion and stuff going on, you know, with all the, it just seems like endless bad news we're hearing all the time lately. It'd be nice to get some good news. But, I wanted to mention, as far as the whole going outside and feeling, you know, like it's not safe and that you're going to get shot. I can't understand that feeling, but, you know, it just seems that that they're, it's wrong as far as the murder goes, you know, and what I can say about that is that the murderer and Mr. Floyd, they knew each other for 17 years working security at a bar, so I'm thinking,
yeah,
what was going on between the two? What's that?
Yeah, we talked about that. They knew each other quite a bit.
So, I mean, he and the murderer had already 17 complaints, and so I don't know. Maybe you can help me with this, but I don't know who hires, the different police departments. If it's the union or if it's the police chief, and you know, if it was the police chief, what was he thinking? When he hired that.
Well, the bar is really low for police.
No, the police chief. I'm talking, I don't know if it's the police chief or the union who hired that aggressive murderer, Chauvin. He had, you know, all those complaints before. He should have never been on the beat.
Well,
Yes. He didn't know how to treat people. And so I was just wondering if you knew whether or not it was the unions or the police chief that does the hiring for that, for different police departments, you know, for that particular one, that Chauvin,
well, they,
I don't even want to call him officer.
Well, they go through the academy, so it's a combination of the both.
So, just in that particular case only, not looking at anything else, because each one is different, but just looking at that one, it just seems to me that if the town had voted on it, in a predominantly black community, did they know? I mean, they have to have known that their police file follows, their employment file goes with them, because they are union. And when they work at different departments, they have anything that tarnishes their record or that shows that they were a good cop or whatever, that's put in that file. So I'm just trying to understand why they would do that, why they would hire him.
Well, once again, the bar is really low, and I want to thank you for the
call. Not the bar, the police. I'm talking police department. Forget about the bar.
Right.
I'm talking the police department.
Right. As I'm saying, the bar to be a police officer is really low. As I've heard, and there's been tests, there are some people. I remember Michael Jai White was talking about how he wanted to be a police officer, and they told him he scored too high.
Mhm.
So.
Mr. Floyd didn't need to die had that cop not been hired.
We would agree with that, but that's kind of the issue. We have a lot of unarmed black men and women dying. I want to thank you for your call. Please thank you for listening, and feel free to call in again. And so we say the conundrum, right? Why does this happen? We know when you talk about the bar for policemen is low. And what I'm saying is because they supposedly, if you score too high, you can't get on the department. So that means that you have to be moldable. Meaning it's not a thinking person's job. You know, the things that you should be able to do as a police officer, think how to de-escalate situations, because there's a psychological component to the job. And there's the whole humanity factor, because I would contend that the humanity factor is missing. Because you can look at someone and immediately want to murder him. And as we talked about, there are different videos that show. Dylan Roof calmly killed dozens of people, and he got food. No one shot at him.
Yeah.
And this is a man who killed people. And so when a man who kills people doesn't get shot at. You have white combatants. I mean, like real combatants, like shooting officers, hitting officers with their own sticks, struggling, and they restrain that individual. They restrain, and we're talking about multiple cases of white individuals being restrained, not killed. Because if they're killed, it was a struggle. You can't even argue that, right? It's no argument.
Yeah.
Like, hey, he was resisting arrest. He grabbed the cop's gun. He shot the cop. So a reasonable expectation was, hey, he shoots the cop. Because I can tell you, if I'm a cop, you shoot me, I'm going to shoot you.
If you try and grab for my gun, even.
Right. So I'm shooting you.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it's supposed to be. But see, we're talking about a mentality where from day one we've never been thought of as important and still aren't thought of as important. Not the human component is not even related to us. I mean, we're below the dogs. We had more folks upset about the dog, the gorilla. You pick an animal, somebody hurts an animal. They did the whole movie Free Willy. And I remember dude was like, free my Uncle Willy. It's like, that's where we are. We're below everything. So, it's like there's no to your moral compass. Because everybody sees the video. The video is pretty self-explanatory. We've seen a multitude of videos. They're all self-explanatory. These are all unarmed people. This is someone who, and these are people who are clearly not threats, but they're murdered. See?
Exactly.
That's the argument, right? So we can't go outside without fear of being murdered. And, you know, as the caller said, I can't understand that. I mean, and that's kind of the point. That's our point of contention. Because we're on the chopping block no matter what we do. We're on the chopping block no matter what we do. We commit a crime, we're on the chopping block. We don't commit a crime, we're on the chopping block. So, isn't there a reasonable expectation that we would be upset by that? That it would sit well with people? I mean, because we have folks who had rocket launchers because they were forced to stay inside.
Went to the state capitol.
Right. Because you were forced to stay inside. For your own good.
And you really, I mean, and you really weren't forced. I mean, there was no, you know.
Right. There wasn't somebody... It wasn't somebody sitting outside your door with the gun ready to shoot you if you come outside.
No.
But see, and that's the difference. That's what I'm saying. There's a different expectation. We can't be dissatisfied. Mindless violence being perpetrated against us, not because we did anything, but just because. So, I'll just say this. Look, there's a gun show next month. I'll see y'all there. So, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. And we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you've got smooth drummer.